What kind of idiots would decide to come into the radio station at 1 o'clock in the morning?
For 1 hour.
To do a live show.
Here. I got my hand up. You too.
It actually takes us longer to drive to and from the radio station than it does to do the show tonight.
Oh, we had nothing else to do. Look at it that way.
You could always sleep here in the newsroom if you need to.
Oh, listeners, so why can't you work it out where you just do the show from your bedroom and then you could just roll over and go to sleep when it's done? It's not that easy. I said to Steve, because I was so sleepy on the way down here, it really hit me on the way down.
And this is weird because we were both fine all afternoon long.
Yeah.
And for some reason,
oh my God, I started yawning.
As we started getting into the downtown area, it was like,
well, the heat was on in the car.
It's comfortable.
And I had my down coat on and I was all snuggled up like I was in a sleeping bag and I was ready to just kind of catch a few Z's. And then I realized, wait a minute, when we're done here, we'll get home and be up till 6. We'll be so keyed up.
Yeah. By the time we get home, wide awake.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yep. Anyway, there are a lot of people that are with us tonight because we said, hey, there is a late hockey game, but we are going to be stopping by for an hour. So please show up. And
we're live. This is not Memrex.
Well, we're live. Maybe not alive.
Yeah.
But we're live.
That's...
I wonder how many people younger than me actually know what Memorex is.
I was just thinking that as I said
funny.
It. That's a good question. Does Memorex make anything now?
I bet they do.
You know, I went to, I believe it was Target or Walmart not too long ago, and I saw that they were still selling the recordable cassette tapes.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking there have to be VHS machines that people need their tapes for.
I was reading somewhere that the portable cassette tapes are actually coming back along with vinyl.
Vinyl's been on the comeback probably since, late last year, if I'm not mistaken. But when I saw this pack of tapes, I noticed that they hadn't changed the colors on the packaging in 30 years.
Yet, the company, it says here, the company broke up and ceased to exist in 1996. So those may be old tapes that are sitting there in the store.
So the stores are going to make a ton of money on just selling this old product.
The brand lives on after being acquired by iMation and Digital Products International.
Oh, okay.
But again, it's like Kleenex. It's one of those words you use it and you assume that everybody knows what you're talking about when you say Memorex or we're live and not Memorex.
And that was a huge advertising campaign for them for years. Is it live or is it Memorex?
Yeah. Gabe is with us for this hour and then he hangs out for the rest of the night. But you're going to be venturing out during daylight hours next week, right, Gabe?
I am. Next Saturday afternoon, my brother is getting married. And that'll occupy pretty much my entire weekend almost because he's getting married. He's getting married during the middle of the day, basically. And as you know, I'm also here on Friday night and a Saturday morning.
Right.
So
aren't you going to be doing some traffic stuff during the week also?
That'll be Monday through Thursday afternoon. Yes, I'll be filling in for Mary.
Now, I will explain, Gabe. That yellow thing that you see in the sky as you're driving in during the week, that's called the sun.
If you're lucky, you'll see it when you're driving in.
The sun. Okay, so you mean to tell me that when I leave here during the summertime, that big bright thing in the sky that starts lighting up? Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a fun week for you because you've got daylight. When you work this shift, you know, as you do on the weekends, flipping it around is a bit of a challenge. And you're going to have to be charming and delightful every afternoon. So be sure to put on the happy face when you get in here because there are a lot of people walking around, Gabe.
And I think you should keep a checklist of how many people come up to you and say, gee, Gabe, you look tired. I can't tell you how many times Johnny and I would come in for a midday meeting, a midday staff meeting.
Yes.
And people would be saying, Oh, gee, you look tired.
Well, the good
thing, we've been up all night.
Well, the good thing is I'm usually here during weekday afternoons anyway, so I'm I am used to it.
I did not know that. I thought this was breaking the routine for you.
Oh no, this is a par for the course. But I do occasionally get the, you know, hey, you look a little tired.
And, yeah.
You know, so but you know, happy for the opportunity to fill in for Mary next week.
And, sure.
And then, of course, at the end of the week is my brother's wedding, so that should be a good time.
Is he going to get married here in Chicago?
Yeah, it's out in the suburbs. I have to look at the invitation. I forgot where exactly, but the wedding is going to be I know it's in the northwest suburbs. I just can't remember which one, but it'll be out there.
You don't want to go to the wrong wedding, Gabe.
let me give you a tip.
You know what? If I go to the wrong wedding, I'll just take a plate of food and walk out the door.
There you go.
A wedding crasher. From experience, I will tell you, after you've done traffic for the week, you better not be late to the wedding, because I was doing traffic.
Yep.
In fact, I was doing morning and afternoon traffic here, and we were invited to Chuck Swirsky's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The whole station was coming to the wedding, and it was out on Route 53, and there was a major construction project, and I tell you, everybody showed up late. I think the wedding actually started late because we were all tied up in traffic. And you would think I was solely responsible for traffic. Right, Steve? It got to the point where I said...
Everybody thought you had that power.
Why didn't you tell? I said, I did. I told you people every day in traffic. You just didn't listen to me.
Well, Monday is when that new Kennedy project starts.
Yes.
That's going to be hellacious.
Yes.
What, for 3 years or something?
And
25.
You know, I do remember when they put in the express lanes on the Kennedy in the mid-90s, and that was a headache.
Golly. Remember the Dan Ryan construction?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We had T-shirts.
So now this is also going to impact the drive, because everybody will be coming over to the drive to avoid the Kennedy, which will mean that basically you won't be able to get any place.
And then I remember when northbound Lakeshore Drive used to loop around the east end of Soldier Field until they redid that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
History lesson for all you young listeners out there.
I wonder if this has anything to do with, what was the company we read about a month and a half ago that is starting helicopter commuter flights for people?
That's not for real.
I think it's for real.
That's crazy time. I don't believe it. It's like the Jetsons. I'm going to hop in a helicopter and go to work downtown. I don't believe that. I think that's hogwash. Until you...
And do you...
Never mind. Let's take a quick break and come back. I want to do a quick shout out to people who, in fact, said that they would set their alarms and wake up tonight. So I'm going to get to that. And if you are listening to us and you are I'm waving my hand showing the mountains. If you're on the west coast. Yes, the left coast, as Steve likes to call it, and you're listening to us, we put out the word.
But if you're listening to us the old-fashioned radio, because there is a radio station in Las Vegas that used to broadcast on 720 AM, they are now
dark.
Gone.
Yeah.
And years ago, when that radio, I think it's KDWN, when they used to go off for Sunday night maintenance, we would get calls from Los Angeles, from Riverside, California, from people who were listening to us, not on the internet, but through the old-fashioned way, through their radio. So if you are, give us a call.
Yep, and we're at 312-981-7200. Andrew's on the other side of the glass to take your calls, and we take your text all night long at 312-981-7200. And thank you all for checking in to say, here, I'm awake, I'm with you. Best hour of the week. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
I want to... read one of the texts. We were getting a ton of texts. And I don't know if you saw this one from the 708 area code. Steve and Johnny, glad to hear you on the radio tonight. Are you broadcasting from the Florida Panhandle tonight? No, we're in the WGN radio studios in Chicago tonight. Then this person says, my sister Annie is your neighbor in PCB and works at WMBB News 13. Keep up the good work. Well, who would Annie be?
What a small world.
Yeah, because our friend Amy Hoyt is the news anchor at WMBB.
Maybe.
And Amy is the one that...
Maybe Amy instead of Annie. text us back.
Yeah.
Clarify, please.
Who is your sister? What does she do?
I just want to give a shout out to people who were kind enough to follow us on Facebook or our blog, so they knew that, in fact, we would be here. It's a drive-by, as we lovingly call it. But this is show number 10 for us. In
this
Steve and Johnny 2.0.
Yes.
Right. Show number 10. Andrew, do you have a wild idea as to how many shows we had under our belt when we left full time on the All Night Show? You want to take a wild guess?
I don't know, like 6.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
6,207.
See, there was a 6 in there. I was right.
I know. You're good.
You were close enough for jazz.
Right, right.
Yep.
But I do want to say good morning to Sally Rock, who I think has the greatest name.
Oh, yeah.
Should have been on the radio, because people would have said, really? Records is really your name? They would have said, Sally Rock is really your name. Mike Prescott always tunes in for us. Listening to us from St. Petersburg, Florida, Judy Snarsky. In Mountain Time this morning, Stuart Nolan is listening. Beverly Goodall set her alarm. She's with us. Just a whole bunch of really nice people. And again, you can keep up with us if you follow us on our Facebook page, the Steve and Johnny Show on Facebook. And we would love it if you'd stop by there and you would like us. But if you don't do Facebook, you can also follow us at stevenjohnny.com. And we put out a blog so that the folks who don't choose to do Facebook, they don't get left out. So whatever's happening over there on Facebook will be reported to you on the blog.
And our blog is on WordPress.com. But again, just go to steveandjohnny.com, steveandjohnnie.com, and that's got links to all the places we hang out in cyberspace. And we'd really like it if you would subscribe to our blog. It's free. We don't spam you.
We don't sell your information to anyone.
No.
It's all just
you
us.
Get, you get an email anytime we do a new blog post. And one of the reasons that we're paying more attention to our blog, honestly, because with some of the strange things that are going on with Twitter and Facebook, and have you noticed the increase in the amount of spam posts, even on our page on Facebook? And we try to delete their people saying, oh, hi. Andrew, I read your post, and I'd like to be your friend. We're trying to delete that nonsense as much as we can, but there's a ton of it. So my point is, on our blog, you won't find that stuff. So if you subscribe to our blog, we're going to be doing more things on our blog. So if Facebook and Twitter get crazier, that's where you'll be able to hang out
with us. I said to you today, it looked like things were changing, because I was getting stories or posts from friends, and underneath it, it says, do you want to continue to receive posts from this person, or would you like to receive more?
And, as we get into the next political season, you will see more political posts. There was one, Dan, I'm not going to mention who it was, but it was from someone in the panhandle who broadcasts and is completely on the opposite side of our political opinions. But it showed up in on my page, and I said, nope, sorry, go away.
I just hope it doesn't go away, because Facebook has been so important to me, connecting with family members and friends. And, you know, we're working on our 50th high school reunion. I say we. I'm not doing any of the heavy lifting like some of the other ladies are. But it's really made it so much fun to find people. Because we had, you know, hundreds of people in our graduating class at Senn High School. To be able to find them through this network called Facebook.
Yeah.
And I just hope it doesn't go away in our lifetime.
The original idea for Facebook was a wonderful idea.
Yeah, yeah. This is true. But then, you could say that about everything, right? It used to be so much better. We're going to get to some calls here at 312-981-7200. And young Dan from Milwaukee is checking in this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Good. What's up?
Well, I just called because I'm tuning across the radio band and heard your message. If you're listening on the good old-fashioned radio, call in.
I'm
listening on a good old-fashioned radio, a vacuum tube radio.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Oh.
What kind?
It's a Hallicrafters multiband model S38E.
Oh, those are great radios.
Wow. I bet we sound halfway decent on that sucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there's a warmth to the tube radios that you don't get on, well, on digital radios.
In our kitchen, we have an old Zenith tube radio.
That you have to warm it up to get it to go.
Yeah, and the sound is... Yeah, they did, yeah. And the sound is so good.
Yeah.
But why are you up at this hour? Are you normally up at this hour of the morning?
Not really, but I fell asleep in the Lazy Boy, and then I woke up a little before midnight and came down into my electronics lab here and, just kind of puttering around with things. And
okay. Now, describe your electronics lab. If you look to your right and your left, what do you see?
Well, right now it's kind of a big mess, but there's a lot of cool stuff here.
You sound like Steve. I couldn't really tell you everything because it's kind of messy, but trust me, it's all worthwhile.
Do you do what I do and file everything alphabetically according to size?
Not really, but I try and group things in some sort of an organized fashion so I can find them when I need them.
And I bet you always can, too, because Steve never ceases to amaze me. When I'm doing taxes, I'll say, I need, he goes, hold on, and he goes right to that pile, and he knows exactly about three-quarters of the way down. That's where it is.
Pretty much so, but yeah, I've got everything from vacuum tubes to integrated circuits, transistors, all kinds of parts.
Well, you were
I'm retired now. So
retired engineer.
Well, technician, electronic technician. I used to work at the Postal Service in Milwaukee.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy you stopped by this morning. Thank you, Dan.
I am too.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks
Take
a lot,
care.
Dan.
Bye bye now.
And if you happen to be listening to us on the left coast. Specifically, California, Las Vegas. And if you're hearing us the old-fashioned way on a AM radio out there, we'd love to hear from you. 981-7200, area code 312.
Yes.
We're going to take a break, and more coming up. Stay with us at WGN. One of the best concerts we ever saw, Marvin Gaye at the Star Plaza Theater in Maryville, Indiana. And we were, I think we're about 13 rows back, something like that.
He sweated on me. We had to be closer.
It was a, he did
it was a
all
hot
of
concert.
His all of his hits. And then he did this. Everybody thought the concert was over. And he wraps up, goes off stage.
And comes back.
Because the crowd was just standing and applauding. He comes back wearing a robe.
Red satin robe and no shirt and red satin pajama pants that had a tie at the waist. And so after he untied his robe, as he's singing
Sexual Healing,
he starts working with the tie on the pants and the crowd went crazy.
And I will never forget this woman who was right in front of us. Marvin Gaye is singing Sexual Healing and this woman jumps up and she says, I'll heal you, Marvin. I mean, it was
a religious experience.
it was
like over the top. Oh, gosh, the vibe in that place. I love the Star Plaza, and I was so sad when it closed. Some of the best concerts we ever saw were at the Star Plaza. The acoustics were great. The sight lines were good. I remember we saw Tom Jones, and we chose to sit in the very, very back because there was a whole lot of crazy we know. That was going to be going on up front there with underwear flying on the stage and such.
We saw, we saw Marvin Gaye, we saw Tom Jones, Tammy Wynette,
Willie Nelson, Fats Domino,
and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, Hank Williams Jr.
and Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker, yes.
And Hank Williams Jr., I love his music, but it was a lousy concert because he turned his amplifier up to 15.
But
it was really unnecessary.
It was not the fault of the place because we'd seen so many great concerts with the acoustics that were just unbeatable.
And we had the good fortune of emceeing some concerts, some of these Street Carols concerts out there where we raised thousands for the Neediest Kids Fund.
Yeah.
And the concerts, I'm trying to think of some of the people who were on the show. Jerry Butler, the Iceman.
Mm-hmm.
Stormy Weather. Bo Diddley.
Yes.
I'm trying to think
David Somerville.
David, the Diamonds,
right.
David Somerville. But anyhow, so
just about anybody who was doing doo-wop in the 50s and 60s we had on the show.
By the way, speaking of incredible legendary performers, blatant plug. Tonight's a short drive-by, one-hour show. Next week, we're back to a full five-hour show. We start at 9, end at 2. And one of our very special guests next week is going to be a guy that we haven't had the chance to talk to in too long a time. Grand Ole Opry legend Bill Anderson will be joining us next week.
They just unveiled a Bill Anderson display at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And he has written so many songs that you don't even know he's responsible for that become hits. And biggest Cubs fan in the world, and was a baseball player himself before he became the legendary musician and songwriter that he is today. So he's such a nice man, too. So I'm looking forward to talking to him Saturday night.
So again, next week, full show.
Yep. Be here.
So be here at 9.
Be here or be square. We're going to sneak in as much as we can in the next few minutes. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. The listener says, can you repeat the pod info? Well, we'll come back to that. Hang in there, 773. We'll get to you. But first, let us go to line one and say good morning to Gail. How are you today, Gail?
Hey, Gail.
I'm just fine.
Good.
So wonderful to hear you.
Well, Gail, let me ask you, are you G-A-I-L or G-A-L-E?
No, I'm G-A-I-L.
Me too. I am Johnny Gale. And everybody says, oh, that's an odd spelling. And I said, no, that's the girl's way. G-A-L-E is the guy's way, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And also G-A-Y-L-E.
Yes. Yes.
As in
football players and so forth.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
But no, 1951, my mom was in North Carolina where I was born, and they were on vacation.
So your mom was there when you were born?
Yes.
So, you know, that was, I've always never heard from her how that name came up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a family name, obviously.
Yeah. Well.
But, you know, tonight I'm calling in because I live down the street from Downers Grove North High School.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking, oh, I miss Steve and Johnny and Muriel Anderson's concert.
Right.
Muriel Anderson, for anybody who doesn't know, one of the most extraordinary guitar players on the planet.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And Muriel, I mean, she's recorded with everybody from Chet Atkins to Tommy Emmanuel. Her all-star guitar nights are legendary. She performs around the world. And I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school. Muriel
is engaged.
Just got engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. I hope it's a music person.
Well, if you saw her at Downers Grove High School, the very talented photographer that is responsible for the slideshow that accompanies her music, that's Brian. And she met Brian when she hired him to do the award-winning cover on one of her CDs.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. So it's really exciting. He's a sailor. They literally sail around the world, and they make stops, she gets off the boat and goes and plays a concert and gets back on the boat again.
Oh, what a life.
Yeah.
In fact, you've just made me think, we're going to contact Muriel and find out when she's going to be back in the Chicago area. Oddly enough, she was down in Florida. We come up here, she's down in Florida, right. So we just miss her. But she gets back to Downers Grove quite frequently.
Yeah.
We'll work it out and get her in the studio because it's been too long.
Absolutely. So, Gail, did we meet you at one of those shows at Downers Grove?
Not really.
No?
No, I attended a couple of them. But
But you didn't like us enough at that point.
She was afraid to come say hi.
No. It has nothing. Listen, I'm missing my mother's twin sister who passed away a year ago. And all I've been wanting to do since you've been back on air is get a hold of her to tell her, you won't believe she was back in Chicago.
Oh.
Because we were, I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
We listened together and we compared notes.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, well, thank you, Gail. I'm glad you got
funny
to the phone.
How life moves.
Yeah, along, you know? You know, it's so hard for me to wrap my mind around the fact that it was in 2011, December of 2011, that we did our last full time show.
Yeah.
And I do the math, and I thought, well, that can't be that long ago.
It can't be.
That's crazy.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just
and that was when we wrapped up 27 years of doing full-time radio, and since then we've come back and we've done occasional drive-bys, but it's only been since January that we started doing our Saturday night little hangout with you.
So this is show number 10, Gail. You called in on show number 10. Let's make this history. Thank you so much for checking in too.
Speaking of calls, I know this show has been so long, but.
Uh-oh.
We're getting ready for the last call.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're going to have to work this in. All right.
Clear some lines.
We're going to have a whole bank
of phone. If you want to be our last caller, 312-981-7200.
You could set the tone for next week's five-hour show. I've got to rest up for that one.
Last call coming up at WGN. Before we wrap things up, we have to...
Well, thank you to our listeners.
Remember what we told you about having a full show next week?
Not quite. We had a couple of people that said, you need to check the schedule. And I did.
See, we were going by... I'm going to place the blame where the blame should be played. We're going by the schedule that we originally got from the management types.
Right. But, in fact...
Stuff has changed.
Stuff has changed.
And next week, it's... what is it, Andrew? It's NCAA and Hawks and all the ships at sea.
Well, the Hawks are at 4 o'clock, so we knew that that was going to be done in time for us to go on the radio. But
however,
at 7:45, what's happening at... Is it 45, Andrew?
Yeah, it's 7:45 NCAA Elite Eight game.
And they think that'll take us till 10:45?
Approximately.
Okay, so...
Here or
so,
there.
So we'll be on approximately.
Yeah, on the schedule, 10:45 is in parentheses, which means maybe.
So golly. Watch this space.
Yeah.
And also, because we had some people that were asking about our blog, go to our blog, steveandjohnny.wordpress.com. Spell that steveandjohnny.wordpress.com. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/steveandjohnnyshow. facebook.com/steveandjohnnyshow. We will have information throughout the week as we get closer and we find out more approximately what the approximately approximate
we'll just be here. Yeah.
So,
but thank you, those of you who are on top of things after March Madness.
See, that just proved for some people that were thinking that this was recorded.
Mm-mm.
See, now you know this was live.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it?
And I'm just getting my rhythm, you know. Now we're going to have to get out of here. But I did notice on the schedule, and I just want to sneak this in. Next Saturday night, following us, it will not be Dave Plyer because Dave is going to be taking the night off. Peter Greenberg's travel show will air.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have a chance to see his...
On Channel 11 and also on, what was it, Channel 56 in Northwest Indiana. It's Hidden Ireland. Wonderful hour special.
It's different because Peter does things. He's not just talking and walking. He's it's great. It really
is. There's
the
promotional blurb. It's different because Peter does things. I'm sure he's going to be very happy about that. Instead of just lying there like he usually does, Peter does things.
When they release the DVD, they'll have that blurb on the DVD box.
I didn't play any of those last week.
That is not me. I'm offended for those of you who said... Stop with that awful laughter of yours. I may not have the best laugh, but that ain't me. That's Diane Cannon.
Yeah, that is Diane Cannon.
So I guess you can't be beautiful and have a good laugh.
I just realized we're going to have to talk to Bill Anderson because he was going to be joining us at 10 o'clock. So
yes.
Now we may have to reschedule. Well, we don't know what the hell is going to happen next week. So just tune in. We'll all find out together.
Yeah. We have listeners that are more on top of these things than we are.
Yeah.
So we're counting on you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. This is last call, Steve.
Yeah.
You're going to turn off the lights.
Maybe our last ever call.
We're going to, we picked number three. And
that would be,
Is that Stacy? I believe it's Stacy, yes.
Hi there, Stacy. Have you figured any of this out?
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Now, you...
I'm your caller from Algonquin. I was on when you had The Mentalist on, and you sent me the really nice WGN t-shirt.
Oh, that's right, with Sydney Friedman. That was so freaky, wasn't it?
I know. You know why I'm up? I lost my husband died 13 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
So I'm all alone, and I'm up late, and God is pulling me through.
Well, and
you and Steve and Johnny.
Well, if we can make you laugh for 10 seconds, it helps a little
bit. Honestly, that's one of the reasons why, and we've said it from day one, if there is a major serious breaking news thing, of course we're going to be on it. But at this hour of the morning, we intentionally try to keep things a little lighter.
Yeah, a little more fun.
Because we know that there's a lot of people who are listening to us that are by themselves.
Yeah.
And we're certainly... conscious of that.
Yes. And gosh.
We want to make your night a little better if we can.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for stopping by. And I'm glad that you got your t-shirt and your that was a fun afternoon. She called us when we did that freaky mentalist trick. I don't know how to explain it. I'm running out of words. I've talked entirely too much this hour.
See, that's what happens with these long shows.
Well, there's so many things. We didn't even talk about standing an egg on its end. You know, that's going to happen on Monday. Andrew, are you going to do balancing your egg on Monday?
Not going to lie. I had that spoiled, no pun intended, spoiled for me earlier this week when Lisa Dent was talking to Tom Skilling, who revealed that it was actually false.
Oh.
Yeah, but what does he know?
He's a meteorologist.
You believe Skilling?
He's a party pooper, because trust me, Wally Phillips said 100 years ago, you can only stand an egg on its end on the equinox, and that's on
Monday.
And
Wally would never lie.
He would not lie about it. And right now, go to your kitchen and get an egg and try to stand it on its end. I bet you it won't happen. You'll probably end up having scrambled eggs at 2 o'clock in the morning, because it will fail miserably.
See?
You have to wait
and
till
blame
Monday.
It on Skilling.
That's right. Monday is...
We're going to have to talk to that boy.
Why would he go and just...
He said you can do it any day, so I don't know. That gives me more hope.
Well, that doesn't sound like a lot.
Have you tried to do it? Have you done it?
No, I'm close.
See?
I tried today and I couldn't. And I've got some great Eggland's cage-free eggs and big, fat, extra-large eggs, and they just kept plopping over on their side. And I said, see, Wally was
Or was our kitchen floor messy?
That's when you need a dog. Just, you know, come in and clean up. But Monday is the equinox. It's at 2:24 in the afternoon, officially spring start. And somebody, I remember this conversation, why is it an egg? How did that ever get started? It all ties in with spring, fertility, Easter, the bunny that carries the eggs. You're all too young to understand this.
Speaking to bunnies, we have to put up a picture that I took of you earlier today with one of the coolest t-shirts.
My new Easter shirt, yes.
Johnny is going to be wearing it when we go out to Pasadena, California.
Yes.
For our grandson Joseph's birthday.
Right. It is an Easter bunny playing guitar.
Yeah.
It is. I found a whole line of animals playing guitar. on T-shirts. So now I've got the frog. I sound like a crazy lady. I really do.
Oh, no, dear. You don't sound crazy at all.
I hear myself and I'm thinking, that's really odd. But it's really a cute shirt. And it's not like my Easter outfit. It just goes with the whole holiday thing. By the way, thank you guys for looking at my St. Patrick's Day display. The two trees and all the other things, and we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to stop by and show them some love.
Can still see that on our Facebook page. So if you want to go to facebook.com/Steve and Johnny Show and just scroll down and you see some of the some of the things we put up for St. Patrick's Day.
Whole bunch of pictures, yes, including a little nod to your mama who was born on St. Patrick's Day.
And on my personal page, there was a picture of me with some of my little green friends, and I was playing my green guitar.
Yes. Yes. You have a green guitar, which I like to call it...
well, his name is Frango.
Because it looks just like a Frango.
Frango Mint from Marshall Fields.
Exact same color. Now, you sound a little crazy, too.
I'm not crazy. Okay. The voice in my head is saying we've run out of words. These long shows have tired us out.
We'll be here.
Sometime.
Yes. You know what? Follow us on our Facebook page or our blog, and we will give you up-to-the-minute updates on what's going to happen next week. Well, you know, it's radio.
We're out of here. Sinatra's next.